And we're back with Brews and Reviews. I'm Jake. We got Cole here and Joel.
Oh, no, he's not here. There's not more?
It's a long-running joke, Joel.
Yeah, I know, and that's what, like, you didn't even say that.
Anyways, Joel's here. Joel is here.
We're pretty sure Joel's here.
Joel's here. We're going to talk about the Book of Boba Fett, episode 1-3. And you know what? I'm going to put it up to you guys because it's not going to be fun when you put it to me.
You know what? I don't even care that you're calling it Book of Boba Fett because I don't care about the show anymore.
Okay, come on, guys.
Time out. Cole said you liked episode 1-2, like them.
Wait, are you talking about me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah. Joel. You're the only Joel person on the
podcast. Yeah, like, I enjoyed episode 1 and 2 for what it was. It didn't really suck me in, but, I mean, it was like one of them where, okay, you know, we'll see where they go with this. And then episode 3 came around, and now I'm just pissed, and I don't care about the show anymore. I'll still watch it, but I'm not going to be thrilled.
What did you like about episode 1, Joel?
Episode 1, I just liked it filling in the blanks. You know, I like
seeing where... What blanks are you shooting, dude?
Dude, you sound a little salty.
Well, I don't have any kids yet, so I guess you could say that.
I have one kid and 2 adopted, but whatever.
No, but like,
why did episode 1, like, kind of keep you on... Because, to me, this show is terrible from start to finish.
Well, okay. I guess I could ask you why it's terrible from start to finish.
Oh, I'm so happy you asked. Okay. Can we go to episode 2? Because I can talk about episode 1. Can we go to episode 2?
I mean, sure.
If anyone's still listening, there's a lot of spoilers here. Okay. You did Avatar. But in a smaller scale, in a lot shorter time, with Tusken Raiders and Boba Fett.
Dude, the Tusken Raiders have always been demonized.
This was finally
a chance to see their humanity. Like, they're people just like the rest of us.
I knew you were going to do this, Cole. I knew you were going to do this. I can't.
No, they were there before everybody else. They claim rights to the Dune Sea.
According to a white guy named Bubba,
I mean, I don't know that he's white.
Well, I've seen him. He's white.
Okay.
You don't have claim to the Dune scene. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
And in episode 2.
And, like, I never really thought about the need to have a train across the desert. Like, how cool is that? Like, this whole time on Tatooine, I just assumed people traveled from place to place.
I didn't realize
that there was, like, this whole, like, luxury train thing going across there. That's pretty cool.
Speeders, might as well have trains.
Yeah.
They had no tracks.
Yeah, because it hovers above the ground just like every other Star Wars vehicle.
Yeah.
Which makes sense until you bring in trains.
What?
Why would that not make sense?
How is the train still has the same thing back and forth, back and forth? And now, if I'm going to give you guys a little science lesson here. If you don't know anything about sand dunes change. Like, the entire geography of anything with the sand dune changes.
Okay.
So how could you have a... Okay.
So how the propulsion works is it's like an anti-gravity thing, so it pushes you off the ground. So even if the ground were to change underneath you, you would change on top of that. So if there's 6 inches between you and the ground goes up a foot, you also go up a foot, so you remain 6 inches above the ground.
Okay, then why does the train never went over a sand dune during the entire series?
I mean, they didn't show it going over a sand dune, but
theoretically it could happen. It's physically impossible.
No, like... Did you see episode 1 with Darth Maul on his little speeder thing and he, like, goes down a cliff and then just, like, keeps going?
You're going to bring up episode 1 and be like, hey, this is cool.
No, I'm just saying. I don't think the science is what's wrong with the train.
Well, obviously science does not apply to Star Wars.
You literally were talking about geography, which is science.
Yeah.
Technically, geography is actually factual. Technically, not science.
We'll have to edit this out because this is just as boring as the show.
No, Colt. All right, Joel. Joel's blacked out right now.
Yep.
That's true. There's just a black screen where Joel should exist.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure Joel's not actually here. I'm probably just hearing him in my head.
Probably.
Okay, so, Joel.
I have that effect on people.
Since you are a resident Star Wars expert, that's the only reason still why you get invited on. Can you please tell me? What did you think about the first three episodes?
First episode, I enjoyed the first episode for what it was, okay? We get closure on how Boba Fett was escaped from the Sarlacc pit. What?
Never mind, keep going.
It answers that question, okay? And, like, I guess the main thing that I had an issue with in the first one was the monster that they fought. That was my, like, biggest issue with the first one. I didn't really think it belonged, but I didn't have too big of a problem with it.
Wait.
Then
why going the time out. Why didn't the monster belong?
I don't know. I just didn't think it felt like. I don't know. I just never really felt like it belonged in Tatooine, for one. Like, I don't necessarily think it's too bad for Star Wars, but I really didn't think it felt like Star Wars. You know, I think that's kind of some of my problem with the entire series, is there's so many things in it that pop up that it's like, okay, that doesn't feel like it truly belongs, which I'll get to that gripe mainly with Chapter 3. But then the second episode, I enjoyed it for the most part, but it was almost too much of a flashback. I didn't feel like it moved forward enough with the actual story that we're trying to follow along with. But I mean, you get to know the Tusken Raiders a little bit more, which, I don't know, I think they're humanizing the Tusken Raiders a little too much. I get what they're trying to do, but I don't necessarily agree with it at the same time. And then Chapter 3,
you're a racist.
Wait, what?
You're a racist.
No, not like that. Like, okay, if they're gonna make them, like, yeah, a very civil crowd, okay, fine, but I think I like them more being savages than, like, this civilized group, I guess, in my opinion. It just, I think it makes them a little bit more badass, honestly, and I think it takes something away from them with them not being savages. But then we get to Chapter 3. We see all the Tusken Raiders, except for the actual badass fighter, Tusken Raider, get killed. Or at least we see them killed anyway. And then we get across some, or we find some Power Rangers / Back to the Future Part 2 kids that are basically going in a very high speed chase at 5 miles an hour.
Don't call them kids. They did not have enough water. So, I mean, that would make anybody angry.
No, but like, I don't know. That's where it really actually dropped me off. Like, I was hanging on for episode 1 and 2, enjoyed it for what it was. Like, I don't know. Like, just kind of waiting to see what happens with it, and then episode 3 comes along and just totally takes everything out of it for me.
Oh. So, my turn now. So.
Yeah. Go. Cole, can you please just brutalize them? If not, if you won't do it, I will.
Okay. Actually, when you're watching the first episode of this show, it gives you all these questions that you don't really get answers to, even after 3 episodes. So when you're talking about, like, why is Boba Fett, why does he even care about being the Hutt Lord, or whatever it's called, you get some of the answers to the Sarlacc pit. But you're, you know, in episode, or I guess in the old Star Wars, you Boba Fett had the, like, legendary status as this bounty hunter. Like, for the amount of screen time he had, it's weird how well people worshipped him. And then this is where, you know, he kind of got, like, almost like a bad rap as a badass, where this show is kind of showing, like, hey, you know, it's more about respecting other people. Like, he has his own honor code. He's not a Mandalorian, like, the Mandalorian that we've seen, but, like, he has his own code that he falls by. So, whether he's talking with his... And, again, I don't remember... Maybe they talked about it in Mandalorian, his exact relationship with the girl that's always with him. Like, if he saved her life and she owes him, I believe.
Fennec Shand.
Yeah.
The assassin. Yeah, he saved her life, basically. Kay.
Yeah, so, his wife, I mean, like...
He knows the names.
Yeah.
For no reason.
So, he's, like... You know, very respectful dynamic with that. He's letting everybody live. Even when in episode 2, when they go with the Tusken Raiders, like, he lets the train people live on their fancy train. Like, oh, yeah, like, you're going to be the message. So it's like this whole new, like, updated version of Boba Fett that we never got to see before. Like, no, he's not quite the badass you think he is, but he's, like, this more complete and rounded character.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm very excited. this show is hot garbage. Hot garbage. I'm going to tell you why. Episode 1, garbage. Episode 2, double garbage. Episode 3, can you save it? No. And I'm gonna break it down for you guys. How much time do you have? How much time does podcast usually run?
About half an hour, give or take. Sometimes more, sometimes way less.
So, Boba Fett was never like everyone just worshipped Boba Fett way back in the 90s and the 2000s. Like,
rightfully so.
Hmm?
Rightfully so.
Yep. I watched Boba Fett get his ass kicked Six Ways from Sunday multiple times.
Yeah, well, he wasn't used to fighting with sticks. It's a totally different brand of fighting. Oh.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. No.
Cole can't keep a straight face at all.
Okay, sorry, anybody listening to this podcast. I hate this show so much. I'm like trying to like be the one guy that's saying nice things about it, but I hate it. It's terrible.
Can you just let me rant? Can I rant?
Yes, go for it.
Yes.
This has made Boba Fett look like a bitch. There's no, that's the abridged version. I watched, like, there's no reason why Boba Fett should even try to conquer Jabba's land. You just stick to bounty hunting. And you know why? Because he's like, oh, I'm going to take this over. And then he's like, oh, there's a problem here. And you go take him. He's like, no, I'm going to take him. I'm going to add him to my army. Like, there was absolutely zero reason why Boba Fett should be a person that is a crime lord. None of it makes sense. And also, Boba Fett, once you take the mask off, once you take the armor off, he's a pussy.
Yeah. I mean, who didn't want to see Boba Fett fight the Black Kardashian? Did I say that right, Joel?
Black Chrysanthemum?
Yeah, that's what I said. Kardashian in his underwear.
Like, he did say
that's that. The fight that we were all looking forward to. Like, okay, nice. Black Kardashian, Boba Fett in his underwear, in a fetal position, getting kicked over and over again. No,
it's the people that they said, come work for me.
Yeah, they actually fight him, but Boba Fett just gets kicked.
Yeah, and then when they held their own,
is like, pissed me off. He's like, put him in my healing chamber. Thanks, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're a really cool crime lord.
Okay. Yeah, now that I tried to give my spiel as something positive, which I didn't really believe in, the biggest problem I have with this entire show is it just seems like, why the heck is this happening? Boba Fett has no plan. He has no army. He's not making any moves that would be helpful whatsoever. He's picking up randos off the street to, like, help him, where, like, if he wouldn't have spared those pig people, whatever, what are they called, Joel?
The Gamorrean guards?
Yeah, that. if he wouldn't have spared them, or if there wouldn't have been a water problem that somebody was complaining to him, it would be him and one other person that would soon get squashed sooner or later. It's like, what was your plan? Oh, I'm going to rule with respect. Well, why are you ruling since you clearly like don't like any of the politics? You don't have any, like, oh, this is what I'm going to do, or this is how I'm going to make stuff better for people. You're just, like, trying to hold on to power for no apparent reason.
I think you hit the nail on the head right there, Cole.
Because even everything else, like, I get what Joel was saying, like, the biker stuff was kind of cheesy. Like, okay, I don't think their characters were very good, and, like, they did seem very out of place in Star Wars. But everything else about this show has been, like, Boba Fett getting beat up, not knowing what he's doing, and, like, Fennec, that's what her name is, right, Joel?
Yep.
If she was in charge, this whole operation would be going smoothly. Very smoothly.
I agree. Very smooth.
And, like, no offense, she's not very badass, but she's way more badass than Boba Fett.
I mean, Boba Fett looks kind of like, you take off the mask, you take off all his guard, he's kind of a bitch.
Yeah, and that's the point where I don't get that, like, why he's, again, maybe there's stuff that we're going to learn. Maybe there's stuff in the flashbacks that we'll learn that will, like, make a little bit more sense with some things. But it's like, even when they flash back to right after he got out of the Sarlacc pit, he's already letting people live and doing this respect thing. So it's not like he's changed from there. So, like, nope. That should kind of be how he always was, which is, like, very inconsistent character portrayal. I don't know.
Joe, you concur?
I mean, I agree. At first, I didn't mind the whole nicer side of Boba Fett because it did play off of the Clone Wars portrayal of Boba Fett with him growing up. That was just at first.
No, we're not talking about the Clone Wars.
But we're talking about Boba Fett. All right, so in the Clone Wars, Boba Fett was
perfect. More podcast, Joel.
You know what?
What?
I'm just going to keep talking.
Okay. I'll listen.
No, in the Clone Wars, Boba Fett was still a young kid, obviously, trying to deal with the whole, you know, oh, my father got beheaded by Mace Windu, I want to get revenge on Mace Windu. And every now and then there would be these people that they would come across and kidnap, and his mentors, basically, these other bounty hunters, would try to get him to do the dirty, gritty thing, and he would never feel right doing that. So I didn't necessarily think that the whole quote-unquote nice side of Boba Fett was necessarily misplaced. I just think they've taken it way too far. You know, they've made him this really nice guy with absolutely no badass side to him.
Well, especially when you compare it to, like, The Mandalorian, you get the feeling that he's a nice guy. Like,
yeah.
But he's a badass.
Yeah.
Like, he can do cool things. He can, like, shoot somebody if they're going to shoot him in the face. Like, yep, he'll shoot him first.
Yep. But
it's not this, like, pacifist, like,
I'm, yeah, all about exactly.
Peace. I'm gonna try to run the biggest crime lord syndicate on this planet, but I'm mostly a pacifist, by the way, and I don't have an army.
Yeah, and I guess another part that just makes me so mad about this show is that I want to like it so much because they're bringing in dynamics like the Pikes and all that kind of stuff, which I believe is. I believe it's playing off of the end of Solo with the whole Maul situation there with the crime syndicate.
Funny that you should bring Solo up, since I consider these Solo and this show to be on the same level.
No, I totally understand, but there's dynamics in them that I want to like so much. You know, like the whole war that's coming up with the Pikes, for instance. You know, I really do believe it's, like, just the other crime lords that he's going to be fighting at this point. What?
The show sucks. No one likes it. It's garbage. And I give it a 2 out of 10.
I would give it like a 4 out of 10 because there's stuff that I'm still like. There's little tiny pieces in it that I want to like so much, but I hate the show as a whole.
Oh, dude, this is like an 8 out of 10. You see how they made that sand person stick? Did you see the time they took to show you every single groove that they made and the entire process? It's hard for me to rate shows because I never actually watch shows that I don't like. Like, I would just stop watching it if it wasn't Star Wars and we were doing a podcast on it. I don't know that I don't think I would have made it past the first episode. Like, the first episode to me was very off-putting because I love origin stories or, like, how you set something up. And to me, they, like, kind of fell flat on their face in that aspect. Like, the beginning of The Mandalorian, the scene where he, like, it's a bar fight and he chops somebody in half with a garage door. That was, like, you didn't know anything else about the character other than you wanted to see more. How they did this was, like, I don't know why I care about this character other than I know he's Boba Fett. But if this was any other character of any other name, I would just turn it off within, like, the first 10 minutes.
Right. I feel like they're just riding on the coattails of Boba Fett's name a little bit. Like, I get where you're coming from there.
They have literally ruined Boba Fett. Boba Fett sucks now.
Well, yeah, for all the people that are like, Boba Fett will, like, kill everyone because he's the biggest badass ever, it's like, if you're watching the show, tell me how that works, because it doesn't seem like it.
Yeah.
Well, all the Boba Fett supporters are like, can you believe he died just by an accident because Han Solo was blind and accidentally hit his jetpack? And now it's like, oh, you are not doing him any more favors.
Yeah, that seems like a pretty standard way for him to go right now. It seemed like always a waste before.
They should have let him die, to be honest.
Well, I guess they're keeping true to the character.
Yeah. They're just making me watch it.
No, and I think, yeah, this show could, I don't know that it'll ever be a show that will be, like, something that I would recommend to people, even if they can pull off a good end of the season. But it could get a lot better if there's, like, an actual purpose that you can see. That, like, what Boba Fett's doing, like, why the heck is he doing this? Like, sometimes it's good to have mystery, like, oh, how does this work? Or, you know, why is Boba Fett acting like this and not that now? But, like, you need to have, like, some point to your show because it just seems like it's very meandering. Like, you don't know what's coming next. There's no impending anything until right now at the end of episode 3. Now you know that, like, oh, there's going to be this upcoming war. So it's like, okay, that could be what could set this show going in the right direction, because if you're just meandering around like this, like, this is everything that I have a problem with in The Mandalorian without any of the good stuff. And this is all by Jon Favreau, which is kind of disappointing.
Yep, very disappointing. Yep. Actually, isn't this Dave Filoni?
At least I saw a couple of episodes that said written and directed by Jon Favreau.
Because the chapter 3, I can't remember what the director's name was. Calding, I can't remember, but I believe the story was written by Dave Filoni, I'm not mistaken.
I thought it said Jon Favreau, but I could be mistaken on that.
Also, no one should be named Dave Filoni.
Filoni baloney. Pepperoni.
Exactly.
Hey, even if, like, I know that he's got some part with the Book of Boba Fett, but I still want to give some respect to Dave Filoni for all of the other stuff he's put in.
Yeah, so Cole, how would you rate the show?
I mean, probably like 3-4 out of 10, somewhere in there. Probably, yeah, like a 3.5, we'll say. As far as if this is all that the show is going to be, this show is trash, honestly. Like, to me, there's no real redeeming quality because I don't really care about the characters, and there's nothing, again, that they've set up. Like, with The Mandalorian, he at least has to get Baby Yoda back. Like, you're like, or he's trying to get him somewhere. Like, it seemed like there's a general purpose to the show, and I would get a little upset when they would go on side missions just because it seemed like a video game more than a show. Where this is like, there's not even a main story. We're just on side missions. There's no direction to anything. So if they can figure that out over the next few episodes, I think this has the potential to get okay. But then you're still talking about a show that for however many episodes it is okay at best and pretty bad at worst.
Yeah, this is a show I would not recommend to anyone. Star Wars fans, stay away.
Yeah, steaming pile of poop.
Yep. Stay tuned for the next one of the Book of Boba Fett. The next such.
Dude, one of us will change our minds and like it, most likely Joel.
Yeah, definitely Joel.
I want to so bad, but I know just can't right now.
I actually disappointed you. I thought you would at least have like a dissenting opinion, like, no guys,
dude, it's not that. Did you hear the stuff I made up about liking the show in the beginning of this podcast? Like, I talked about the train that I liked, which makes no sense. Why is there a train on Tatooine? I defended that. I also talked about how I loved what they did with Boba Fett's character, which is a total lie.
Yeah, that's a total, complete lie.
Hated that.
I don't know. They've taken all the great Western out of it, too, in my opinion.
There was no Western, man. The Mandalorian had the Western. Boba Fett never had the Western.
Yeah, but it could have just been like a Western under a different like name.
He's a crime lord. He had a lot of people that love him. He's fine.
No, Boba Fett was a Western, always. He was always the cowboy in Star Wars, like in the original trilogy.
Films?
Yeah, I'm talking in the original movies. Like, he was the cowboy in all those.
Space cowboy.
Yeah. Like, that's why The Mandalorian has the cowboy theme and everything, too. It's because Boba Fett did. Boba Fett was based on a Western.
But
that's what sucks now in modern times.
Side note, our next podcast may very well be Peacemaker, so if you haven't seen it, you should check it out.
Yeah, please, hey, please check out Peacemaker. Way better.
Okay.
But anything else? Anybody with closing comments?
Nope. Just want to go to bed.
Okay. Well, Bruising Reviews just signing off.